Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name, knowing that there is no other God but you, Lord Father. Thanking you, Lord Father, for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, Lord Father, being able to do, Lord Father, for others other than ourselves, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify, and we magnify you, Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness. And those that we are praying for, of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord Father, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord Father, you know what they're in need of. And Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, as we touch and agree, Lord Father God, with them that are asking for prayer and with the listeners, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we hold these names before you, Lord Father, that was diagnosed with COVID-19, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you Tori, Eddie and Erlen, Joel, Stephanie and her son, Lorette Francis, Lisa Baston. Father, as we hold them before you right now, Lord Father, we ask you to touch their immune system right now, Lord Father. Father God, knowing that nothing is too hard for you, Lord Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over the immune system right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, let them continue to call upon your name, Lord Father. Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, as Miss Lorette Francis, Lord Father, is in the hospital, Lord Father, not only with COVID-19, Lord Father, but with other complications, Lord Father. Father, we ask that you comfort her right now, Lord Father. Touch her body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Touch her family, Lord Father. Give them strength, Lord Father. Touch her son, Ricky, right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Strengthen him right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, we hold before you V. Marie right now, Lord Father. Father, though we don't know the outcome of her surgery, Lord Father, we pray, Lord Father, that all is well with her, Lord Father God, and she made it through the surgery. Father, we ask, Lord Father, that you touch her, Lord Father, in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Krista Flores right now, Lord Father, that's in a coma, Lord Father. Father, we know, Lord Father, that you're the best healer right now, Lord Father. Father, touch her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we know, Lord Father, that you can bring her out of that coma, Lord Father. Father, we speak healing, Lord Father God, to her mind right now, Lord Father. She don't know you as her Lord and Savior, Lord Father. We pray this day, Lord Father, that her visitors continue to come in, Lord Father, praying for her right now, Lord Father. And Father God, praying, Lord Father God, to that spirit man right now in the name of Jesus. Don't let her leave this earth and go into a Christless grave, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you Isaac Kennedy right now, Lord Father, that is suffering with pneumonia, Lord Father. Father, as we hold him before you, Lord Father, we speak right now to those lungs right now, Lord Father. Healing right now in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask that you dry up that fluid, Lord Father, around his lungs right now, Lord Father. Touch him right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, those that lost loved ones, Lord Father. Father, that are still going through, Lord Father, dealing with the loss. Heavenly Father, we hold them before you, for Father, you say, you will not leave us comfortless, Lord Father. And we thanking you right now, Lord Father. Father, as you send a comforter to them right now, Lord Father, as we hold Miss LaDonna before you and her family, and Miss Mary McClare right now, Lord Father, and her family right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you DJ right now, Lord Father. Touch his mind right now, Lord Father. Father God, for he's angry because of what he is going through right now, Lord Father. But Father, we know that nothing is too hard for you, Lord. And Father, we thank you for healing of his body right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus over his mind right now, Lord Father, let it stay upon you, Lord Father. Let him come back right now, Lord Father, as we pray for his salvation. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we cover this broadcast, Lord Father God, under the blood right now. Father, we cancel every assignment, Lord Father, that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast, Lord Father. Father, we know, Lord Father, that you've been using this broadcast to touch others, Lord. So, Father, we cancel that assignment right now and render it null and void. Father, we thank you for healing and deliverance, Lord Father God, being throughout this airways today, Lord Father, as the word come forth like a flaming fire, Lord Father, cutting, Lord Father, like a two-edged sword, Lord Father. We thanking you and glorifying you, Lord Father, as you decrease my apostle and bishop, Lord Father, as you increase in them right now in the name of Jesus, knowing that no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper, Lord Father. We thank you and glorify and magnifying you right now, Lord Father, for just having your way upon this broadcast right now, Lord Father. Touch the listeners right now, Lord Father. Let them pull today on that word right now. Father, let them not be ashamed, Lord Father, to ask for prayer or give that praise report, Lord Father, or accept you as their Lord and Savior, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, well, well. Hallelujah. Did you hear your name? Well, if you did, it's because you didn't call and give it to us. Now, we're waiting to hear from you. Well, you know, we love the interaction on the broadcast. It makes us, it encourages us, you know, that you interact with us on the broadcast. Now, we ain't talking about get crazy or nothing, but we're just talking about, you know, normal things, you know, that's maybe bothering you. You want to ask questions about or something like that. Isn't that all right? You can do that, can't you? Really? I know you can. We can pray for you. We continue to pray for you. Yes, we will. Praise the Lord. We know you need prayer. We need prayer, too. Bless God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you. How they say it? Real good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us get some praise in today. Let us glorify God for what he is doing. What he is doing right now. You're here, aren't you? Oh, yes, yes. You're here. Okay. Praise the Lord. Everybody ought to praise the Lord. Isn't that what he said? Mm-hmm. Now, let us read something, give you something nice, little word here today. Some knees bend only under the load of a heavy heart. Some eyes are opened only after the head is bowed. Some knees bend only under the load of a heavy heart. Some eyes are opened only after the head is bowed. Is that you? Praise the Lord. Amen. And may the Lord add a blessing to that word. And the truth sank deep in your heart. For again, we want to thank God for you, you, and you today that are listening. And those that listen on this continued basis, our friends over in the islands, yes. Yes, we thank God for them, each and every one of them, and in various states around the country. We thank God, and some faraway countries, we thank God for you. Even though we haven't heard from you lately, praise God, it's been a long time since we heard from you. It could be some reason or another why we haven't heard from you, a matter of you can't, you know, praise God, or whatever. But we thank God for you. We want you to know, however you are receiving this, we thank God for you. And I trust that you are praying for us as we pray for you, all right? That'll be so good. We'll feel so good. We'll feel your prayers now. Oh, yes, when you pray sincerity, in sincerity, we will feel your prayers. It'll come to us, okay? God is just that good, isn't he? And we thank God for Bishop Porter with us, and we thank God for Sister Diane praying. Yes, praying. Those of you that know her, telephone number, you can call her and she'll still pray. She started praying. Yes. I tell you, God has built her up. She thought she could. She thought she couldn't for a long time back there. But we say, yes, she can. And ain't she doing a good job? Mm-hmm. You ought to just call her and thank God for her. She's taking it very seriously. Amen. Also, okay? And if she say, what's wrong with you, Apostle? And I say, oh, no, just got it. I'm a little jaded. She'll throw her hands on me and start to pray. Yes, she would. If I have a nightmare, you know what? I don't have to ask her. I can't ask her if I'm having a nightmare, can I? And she'll start praying. See what I'm talking about? See how God turned her life around and made her a good prayer warrior. Isn't that wonderful? My God. So, you know, hey, we got somebody here praying now. Oh, yeah, Bishop will pray. Of course, you know Bishop pray. But we talking about Sister Diane, who thought she couldn't do it. Just like you, on the other end, you think you can't do nothing, don't you? I know who you are. Mm-hmm. And you're talking about, no, but I can. Yes, you can. If Diane can do it, when she says she couldn't do it, now you can do it. Come on. Come on now. Up, up, up. Rise up now. Be bold. Be strong. Be vigilant. Come on now. I want you to jump up and start hollering. Just, hey, hallelujah. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. I can do it. How about that? Isn't that wonderful? I know you can. And you know who I'm talking to, right? I know you can pray. You can do it, huh? Let me tell you, if you can talk and run your mouth to everybody and your children, your friends, your job and everything, you can talk to God. And we can hear you pray, too. You got the words? Yes, you do. I know you do. See, I'm trying to give you confidence today. Come on. So you can do something, too. I tell you what, let's put it this way. You know, those of you that know Diane, you know how Diane is. You know how she is. Now, if she can do it, you can, can't you? You going to let her outdo you? No, you're not. You're going to get on here, and you surprised me. Now, you know, that would have been my birthday is this month, July, right? That's the best birthday present you could give me. Get on that line and pray. Say, yes, I'm going to pray, Apostle. I'm going to pray. I want to pray today. Can I pray? I'm going to stop whatever I'm doing and let you pray. Did you hear me? See? Did you know that? I'll do that. Now, come on. I know you can do it. Mm-hmm. You know, you've been shy long enough. I know. You've been scared. No, you wasn't really shy. You just were scared somebody going to say something about what you saying. Ain't nobody going to say nothing but God going to just listen to you, and he going to say, at last. God will say, at last. They finally got there. Amen. See, it's about doing your work for the Lord. You say, well, I do the work every time I pray for somebody. I ain't heard you. Huh? I want to hear you. Mm-hmm. And you're supposed to let your voice be heard sometime. Hello. All right now. Praise God. Amen. I'm just trying to encourage you to come on and do something too, because you can do it. And especially the ones that fearful and shy, don't want to think somebody going to talk about what they say. Who cares? They're going to talk about you anyway. So give them something to talk about. You see what I'm saying? That's the way you do that. That'll stop all of that. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, today, we're kind of thinking on, I'm talking to sin. How should we go in what we have here? There's so many wonderful things to say about the Lord, I tell you, God been doing some great things here lately. Even though it looks dim outside, you know, we have a gloomy day, and you know it's been doing, them stormy winds and hurricane winds been blowing through our place. I don't know about you. And it's gloomy, you know, in the atmosphere. When you look out, it's gloomy. But it's not gloomy on the inside, is it? Because you got joy when you think about what God has done for you, don't you? Amen. Can you say amen on that? You can call me and say, amen, Pastor. Yes, I'm getting some joy here. I'm finna start the shouting. And oh, boy, I'm going to help you shout then. I'm going to shout with you. Don't you want to see me shout? Come on, you want to see me shout. I'm just trying to push you today, right? Hey, hallelujah. I want you to have joy. I want you to go beyond what you have been doing. You know, you look solemn every time you come past somebody and you say, good evening. It sounds like a death threat. Yo, good evening. Okay? And sound like you're mad with everybody in the world, too. You know, but I don't want you to be that way today. I want joy to engulf you right now. Joy unspeakable. Did you hear what I'm saying? You get so much joy to it's contagious. We want that contagious joy, don't we? We want it where it catch on. You know, when you're around Sister Diane and she always laughing, it's catch on. It's a catch on time, ain't it? You gotta laugh too. What you laughing about? You know, nothing. But she'll tell you nothing, but you know it's something. Say, hey, tell me so I can laugh too. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hey, I want to have some of that joy you got. You just laughing to be laughing. She think of something and she'll laugh, you know. And you like to see her laugh. You know what I mean? If she don't, you know she's sick. Isn't that right? Praise the Lord. Hey, amen. Don't you want to be that way? Come on, laugh now. Get happy. Come on, get happy. And let's praise the Lord. Me and you, both of us, you know, two of us can shake the devil's kingdom right on down. Hey, me and you, come on now. Hear what I say, me and you. All right, we're going to shake the devil's kingdom. We're not going to let him have his way. I don't care what it looks like. My God. I tell you, I was out and I looked around down at the little town where I live in. It's a little town. And it looked so desolate to me. I said, Lord, and it promises to get worse. Lord. Oh, Lord, to get any worse, I don't know where you say we living in. You can't get to the store. You can't get here. You can't go. You know how you used to shop. You can't go how I used to say window shopping. Ain't no window shopping no more. You can hang that up. You see, things have changed, right? Little did you know that when President Obama was in office, and his slogan you heard saying all the time about change. He was always talking about change. So that should have been something, a sign then that things were changing. Well, when he got in, you know, things were changing, didn't you? Hey, man, you didn't know how a radical of change was going to occur. You didn't know. After he left, it was worse, wasn't it? The change became so fierce and radical and dangerous, and you name it, that's where it is. Change. Now, we asked for change, but we didn't specify what kind of change we want, did we? We never do we? We only say no is we won't change. You won't change in your home, but you didn't make it plain to God what change were you looking for. Huh? Was it the money change, people change, the people in the house, change the house, the furniture? What you want to change? Huh? You didn't say, did you? You just say, Lord, I need a change. That could be anything. Be specific. Okay, this is what we need to do. Be specific today. We're not, this not that way. But, you know, today, let me just give you a little something, and then we'll turn it over to some of these other preachers here. That we have around here. Glory to God. Because, you know, I love God, people. And I know. I don't talk like other people. I don't even think like other people, okay? Because I'm original. My mother only had one child. And everything was in me. So, therefore, I'm a original, special. All of that is one of our evangelists used to call me. I say, well, I'm not well. She said, no, you're just special. Praise God. Amen. That was our little private joke. Praise the Lord. God is good, but I don't mind. You know, do you mind what people call you? Yeah, because you want to slap them, don't you? Well, listen, don't worry about what people call you, because you know that ain't you. Why get mad? You know it's not you. You say, huh, so that's what they think of me. Ha, 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 ha. Well, praise God. I'm so glad I know who I am. Aren't you glad about that today? And you know who you serve, don't you? Huh? Now, we had a good Bible talk last night. I think it was pretty good. Amen. Praise God. Well, you know, I've been having for the past month or so, too, we've been having pretty good words been coming through to us from the Lord. Now, I don't know, everybody don't like it, and everybody's not going. Let me tell you, would-be preachers, wanna-be preachers, everybody not going to like you, okay? They're not going to like you for various reasons. So don't let that worry you. Don't start break no sweat over it, okay? Just take that from old girl here that know. When you get saved, you get in God, and God call you, you happy. Everybody's not happy for you. Some people are jealous over you. Now, I know jealousy is cruel as the grave. That's what the Bible says. People jealous of your gifts. Did you know that? They jealous because you are able to overcome. When God has given us all that overcoming spirit, we all have that if we apply it to our lives. But you don't apply it to your life, so therefore you won't be an overcomer. Start by asking sometime, well, how did you overcome? Instead of being jealous, why can't you just ask the person, well, can you tell me how you overcome? Do you know how you overcame? What did you do to overcome the situation I know you were in? Have you ever thought that? Ask people that? No. Folks don't think like that. They think they'd rather be jealous because you overcome instead of asking how did you overcome. I want to know how you made it because I'm in a situation right now and I don't know how to get out of it. Do you see? That's simple, isn't it? I call it love. When you love one another, you don't have to be jealous of nobody. Nobody. I don't care what they've accomplished, what they got, how they got it. You know, no, I wasn't jealous. I was trying to get a car one time, and I was at this Lincoln. I went for the big guy, Lincoln car place. And this guy came in, and this car was looking good. And, Lord, the tires on the car, boy, they look good. I mean, he had some bad thing. So I said, wow, that's a beautiful car. I wish I could have something like that. And so the car dealer say, no, you don't. I said, why you say I don't? He's because you don't know how he got that car. And I said, well, what you mean? You know, dumb me, what you mean? He said, that's a dope man. I said, oh, yeah, I see what you mean now. No, I don't need that one. I don't need it that way. I said, I'll keep on getting this little old used car here, you see. And I got my used car. He gave me the car. He let me have the car, you see. And he kind of fixed it up a little bit for me because he seen me. I was honestly just looking and, you know, I wasn't jealous, but I was just doing one of them wishing things. When you see something nice, it don't pay to be doing the wishing because God is not the wish book, okay? He's not a wish book. You have faith and believe and trust him to supply your every need, whatever the need is. Is that right? See, that is what you do. But know this, know this. This is what we're going to deal a little bit with it, a little bit today. Just a little bit, I mean. Now, I'm in Joshua 24th chapter. See? And as I begin to read it, read portions of it, looking at what God has already done. And I thought about, we need to pay attention right now to what God done already done in your life. See, we complain, get mad, jealous, and everything, oh, God is working in other people's lives. But we don't stop and think about what he done in your life already. Okay? Now, in Joshua here, it tells you what God has already done. Hmm? And I'll start with the fifth verse, what he say. You can read the other at your leisure, or the rest of it, if I don't read all of it. I sent Moses also and Aaron, the fifth verse, and I plagued Egypt according to that which I did among them, and afterward I brought you out. Huh? He plagued Egypt. Did you hear what the word say? Hmm? I sent Moses there. You want to get mad with the Moses and Aaron that God sent. Hmm? And he said, and I plagued Egypt according to that which I did among them. And afterward I brought you out. Hmm. Hear what he said? Okay. I brought you out now. I did that. A lot of things happen in our lives. We want to blame the devil. But find out what the purpose is. What am I to learn out of this? Hmm? Think about it now. What am I to learn out of this? What is to become of me in all of this? Hmm? So you got questions that you can think about and ask. And then this is what he say. And I brought your fathers out of Egypt. And you came unto the sea. Brought them. See, ain't nothing but God do these things. Okay? And he has a reason for allowing all types of things in your life. And the Egyptians pursued after your fathers with chariots and horsemen unto the Red Sea. And when they cried unto the Lord, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians. See? He got it so dark out there they can't see their hand in front of them. You see what God can do? God can do something in the midst of what we all are going through now. This is all what I'm trying to tell you today. Be encouraged and trust God. He's saying, look, I did these things. I do these things for a purpose. And he said, and the Egyptians, for you and the Egyptians, and brought the sea upon them, and covered them. He drowned them all because of you. See what he do for your enemy that come against you? He might send the enemy to you. See? But they can't touch you because there's darkness between you and them. They can't see you. It's invisible. See what I'm saying? Stop worrying so much. stop getting aggravated. Tell me, well, I don't feel like living in this world. Well, what world you want to live in? You already got darkness here. And your eyes have seen what I have done in Egypt. And ye dwell in the wilderness a long season. You dwelt in the wilderness. He said, look, I took you there, and that's why I made you stay for a long time. See? They couldn't get a hold of you. Egypt, the Egyptians couldn't catch you. And you were right close to them. They were so close that they could stick their hand out. They might have touched y'all. But the darkness was so gross. You know what I imagine that darkness is like? The darkness from the beginning of time. I'm just saying I imagine now. It ain't saying, but I imagine because if he mentioned this here, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians and brought the sea upon them and covered them. He letting you know what happened to them. I did that. See, I did that. I did that for you. And you were in the wilderness a long season. It was close to where you were supposed to go, where I wanted you to go, but I could not. Because listen at today, we've had it nice all for years and years. We've had it nice in America. Very nice. We got so free to we didn't know what to do with ourselves. We start doing stupid stuff. We start forgetting God. Because we were so free. Well, I do what I want. I can, well, this is my mind, and I can do what I want, and I'm grown. And, oh, you know, we got all these little pet sayings we say, but these are things that do what? Cause us to get in the pit. Okay? These are things that cause us to get in the pit. Now, he done brought you out of Egypt. Now you in the wilderness. He said, and I brought you into the land of the Amorites, which dwelt on the other side of Jordan, and they fought with you. You ever notice he keeps saying, and I gave them into your hand. He keeps saying, I, that ye might possess their land, and I destroyed them from before you. I gave, listen, I took you to their land and gave you power to beat them. And take their land. He said he did all that. God did all that. Do you see? But when he brought you through these things to bring you in to a place that is already prepared for you. See? And we'll tell you the place, what kind of place it was. We'll tell you that place. He got that. You got the Amorites land now, huh? And God destroyed them. He said, I destroyed them from before you. My, ain't that a strong, mighty God. Then Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, rose and warred against Israel and sent and called Balaam, the sons of Beor, to curse you. They were so scared because they done took their land. And destroy them and beat them down. Now, only God can do that. Beat down your enemy, bring your enemy down. Till the enemy don't know what to do. Do you hear what I'm saying? Now, he's delivering you from anything and everything and everybody that come against you. See, he's letting you know already all that he's brought you, and the devil don't know what to do. You just shook his kingdom because they don't know how you did it. But you did it through who? God Almighty. He said, I destroyed them from before you. Now, they don't like it. The devil don't like it. Now he got to go get help. He got to go find all his imps that are scattered all over the place. He got to find all of them to come against you, to curse you. See, You wondered why. Why it seems like I'm under a curse. Well, you are the curse of the devil. Here he comes with all his other mess. He done got up some new mess. He have a whole barrel of stuff to throw on you. But I like it because he's still talking about God. But I would not hearken unto Balaam. Therefore, he blessed you still. He couldn't curse you. Come on, people. The devil can't curse you. Did you hear what he said?
Amen.
Huh? He could not curse you. Because of what? God. Huh? He blessed you still. So I delivered you out of his hand. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, now that you delivered, don't go back. Don't go back into Egypt. Don't go back to doing what you've been doing, and you know it was wrong. You know you shouldn't do it. Don't go back doing it. If you've been lying, keep stop lying. Stop, don't keep lying just to hear yourself talk. Huh? He done brought you too far. Why you want to go back into bondage? Why you want to go back into Egypt? I know it looks like you don't have anything. I lost my job. Remember back when you didn't have a job in the first place? Do you remember that? Start remembering what you did then. You prayed and you sowed seed. You sowed seed into God's ministries. Huh? And you loved the church. You stayed on your knees. Every Friday night you was down there tearing. You was praying on prayer night and Bible study night and whatever was going on in the church, you was there praying. When you didn't have a job, didn't look like they would give you a job. They had special people they were giving the jobs to, but you kept on praying till somebody had to lose a job. And God told you, go there, and there it is. You got the job. But as you begin to escalate in the job, you don't go to prayer meeting no more. You ain't going to tarry no more. You don't even think about stopping by, dropping a few pennies in the offering plate no more. Forget them pennies. They ain't buying too much. Put some dollar bills in there. Come on now. See, you was making dollars before in the offering plate, but now you're putting pennies in. See? Well, this all I got. That ain't all you got. You work every day now. You prayed for God to give you a job. He gave you a job. Now, here you are around that same place again where you don't have a job. Why are you going to subject yourself to death when you know that you can do what you did then? Start praying again, because God is only trying to call you back to where you started from. On your knees, crying out to him. This is what he's doing today, bringing us back, the preachers back. See, a lot of the preachers done stopped doing what they're doing. They done got so busy till they ain't got time to pray or call on Jesus. They so busy with their different outreaches and stuff they talking about they doing. They doing so much to people till they ain't doing nothing. They're not giving them a foundation of Jesus Christ. See, it's time for you now to look where God has brought you from, how he brought you and how you made it over, how you came through every storm, how you came through the time when you didn't have no food on the table to feed your children. Now, you need to think about it. It was God that brought you through. It was God that made the way for you. It's God that healed you and your children. You didn't have no money for no doctors. You couldn't even get to a doctor. But let me tell you, God was your healer. He's still your healer. You just stopped believing. Hello, somebody. You need to think about it. He's telling you, through Joshua, look where I brought you from. How I brought you out of darkness into the light. I gave you everything that you asked for. I made ways for you out of nowhere, and you still won't serve me. You still won't believe me. You still won't trust me. It's time to know that God can give you the land of the Amorites. He can give it to you. Huh? But you don't have a clue what he wants you to do. Because you become so jealous-hearted of people and places and all these people got money. You so mad till you speak evil of them. He said, don't speak evil of the rich, because you may be rich one day and somebody will speak evil of you. Huh? Come on, think about it now. Don't put them down just because they got money. Well, you don't even know how they got the money or who left the money to them or whether they prayed for the money. You don't know what they did, their house or nothing else. See, we long at it. We always want what somebody else got. I told you before, we done got so busy, you want eyelashes like somebody else. So you buy eyelashes and put them on your eyes and find out them eyelashes about to make you blind. And you still put them on your eyes. You see what I'm saying? You want everything somebody else got. I want long hair. I want my cheekbones high. So you go get somebody cutting on your face to put you some high cheekbones on. Well, I want some dimples. So you go and let somebody stick a hole in your face to make you a dimple. Are you crazy? Do you see what people are doing? God made you, and he said he made you beautiful. Just as you are. See? And you need to come to yourself. Stop being jealous of somebody else. Stop envying somebody else. They money, they home, their life. That's not good. I'm going to tell you right in front. I tried that. It's not good. And if you listen to God, God will get you out of that. Because you got to know yourself. Say, now, why am I envying them for? They ain't got no more than I got. It just looked like it. They could not be happy, but I'm happy because I have the Lord. They don't have the Lord. So all they got is the stuff they got. They don't have Jesus. They don't have the anointing. Do you get the picture here? We envy the wrong people for the wrong reason. Oh, my. God done brought you through. He done brought you Jordan River. He done brought you through. When Balaam, they were trying to curse you. And God said, I would not hearken unto Balaam. And he did what? Bless you anyhow. Yeah. Well, you ought to say, I got it. Something about the Holy Ghost I don't understand, but I got it. See, you need to start singing something like that. Tell the devil, let the devil know you got it anyhow. Amen. Hello, I'm delivered from the bondages that I was in. I was in bondage to wanting to be like somebody else. I was in bondage for wanting what other people have. I was in bondage of wanting to sing like somebody else. I was in bondage because I want the money like they got. That money could be a curse to them. Or they could have got it from a curse. Huh? And it ain't doing them a bit of good, nothing but harm. You look at that Kennedy situation. You know, they say, I don't know, I wasn't there, say that they were cursed. Their family was cursed. That's why so much bad things happened to them. Somebody cursed them long time ago because they stole some money from them. You see, things like that happen, and you don't know why. Why you wishing you were like them? Did you want the courage to? I think you didn't. You see, but God say, I'm still gonna bless His people. The righteous of God is blessed. They have an inheritance. Every time you look in this scripture, Joshua is talking about how God say, even down to 11th verse in the bottom part, and I delivered them into your hands. He delivered all these enemies into their hands. He said, when you went over Jordan and came into Jericho, and the men of Jericho fought against you, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, all them heights fought against him. Now that's a lot of enemies, ain't it? But he said, I delivered them into your hand. Every one of them was delivered into his hand because God did it. Do you know every enemy that come against you, I don't care how many years you've been on this earth, God delivered them in your hand. You got victory over every one of your enemies. I don't care who ites they were. God delivered them into your hand. Can you believe it? You ought to believe that today. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I like this part, 12th verse. And I sent the hornet before you, which drave them out from before you, even the two kings of the Amorites, but not with thy sword nor with thy bow. I sent some hornets in there. Them hornets must have stung the daylights out of them folks. Huh? Did you see all God got to do is talk to them bees and hornets and all them insects out there? Huh? Do you know all God had to do is say, go? Huh? What do you think, how you think the virus went, didn't it? And it's here. Huh? It's here to drive out. It's driving out, and it's going to bring some closer. See? And he ain't got no machine gun. He got none of that. All I got to do is talk to my people. Who's my people? Everything in the world is mine. And I have given you a land for which you did not labor, and cities which you built not, and you dwell in them. Look at all he done gave us. And this is what he trying to tell us today. Look, you got nice fancy homes, fancy cars, nice cars. Some of you got 3, 4, and 5 cars. You can't drive but one at a time. I don't know what you need that many cars for. I'm still trying to figure that one out. You got 4 or 5 homes, and you live in one, and you got them other homes sitting there, and there's people homeless, ain't got no home, with children and all. And you got all them homes. Why can't you build some homes for them? Instead of wasting your money on them many homes, because you can't live but one. Well, when you get tired of living in that one, sell that one and go get you another one. But not at one time. You got all these homes. Huh? Prestige you want. Now you got somebody jealous. Well, they got 3 or 4 homes and I don't have none. Well, you're not sowing anything, are you? Are you sowing your seed? How many of you were listening on this broadcast and sow some seeds to this broadcast? Huh? You listen, but you ain't going to sow. Huh? Well, I don't have time. Well, you do have time. If you listen, you can sow. Huh? We're not begging. We just ask you to sow that you may receive. Did you hear what I say? You may receive some of your desires of your heart. Mm-hmm, you see? Because you won't sacrifice. And that is the most precious thing to you is what you got in your pocket and your bank account. And that's what you need to sow because you're in love with that. Making more. Hmm? Come on, making more. Ah. Now, you know I'm fixing to close myself out on this here. But I leave this to Bishop Porter here. Huh? You still got to serve the Lord. Yeah. Hello? And remember, He's saying, all that I've done for you, I set you free. Remember you was in so much bondage? Now you're about to entangle yourself in bondage again because of what? Those in leadership, those around you, and you're listening to the wrong voice, you're listening to the people that don't know God, don't want to know God. You want to listen to them. You want to make images of them. You want to worship them. You want to be like them. Be like who God called you to be. See? You be that one today. And let go and let God have his way in your life. Okay, this Bishop Porter.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for Apostle, amen, and man for that word, amen, and she is so true, amen, and as she was ministering, man, I was looking here in chapter 24, Joshua had led them. Now they are in the promised land. Praise the Lord, amen. They done made it over. Now, yet they are yet being rebellious out of all what the Lord had done for them, brought them through. And as she had mentioned in verse 11, he said, and ye went over Jordan and came unto Jericho, and the men of Jericho fought against you, and the Amorites and the Perizzites and all these ites. God delivered them into their hands. Praise God. See how good God is? Man, he fought every battle for them. Yet they are being stiff-necked and rebellious. Now, they are in the promised land. Here's this young generation. Praise God. Now, the old heads cut off. Those that were 20 up, man, their grandparents, forefathers, all of them gone on. Now it's young, the young generation. See, you have you ever heard about the generation curse? Now, this is what's happening. Be careful what you instill in your children and in your grandchildren, because they're going to come up again. Help me, somebody. Praise the Lord. Now, verse 13, look what God did for them. And I have given you a land for which you did not labor. Look at that. And cities which you build not, and you dwell in them, and of the vineyard and olive yard, which you plan not, did you eat. See? Look how God took care of them and supplied their needs. See? And yet they are being rebellious. Yes, you won't hear. Won't listen to what thus said the Lord. Is that you today? You that listen to the sound of my voice and the apostle voice today? He said, the day you hear his voice, harden not your heart, because today is the day of salvation. And God brought them out. At every battle, God delivered them. God took care of them, supplied all their needs, healed their bodies. See, and he's the same God today. He's God yesterday, he's God today, he's God forevermore. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Watch this, verse 14. Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincereness and what? Truth. And put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve you the Lord. Now, don't drum up the same stuff your grandfathers and forefathers did. Now, he's God that brought you over. See? Now, it's time now to serve the true and the living God. Mm-hmm. Now, verse 15, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, of the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will do what? Serve the Lord. Have you made that commitment that for you and your house will serve the Lord? I know we have. Come on now. Do that mean that you're not going to have no trials, tribulation? No. But thank God that we serve a true and living God that is able to do abundantly and above that all that we can ask of faith, according to the power that lies within us. Because greater that is in us than he that is in the world. Am I right? Praise the Lord. Now, the people have to decide now whether they will obey the Lord who had delivered them and proved his trustworthiness. Come on. See? So now, is that you today? Huh? Are you yet wishy-washy? You're waving in your faith, and you know that it was nobody but God have brought you thus far, and his grace and his mercy is able to carry you on? Huh? How sure are your faith? Huh? See, that it has come down to a self case. See, me, myself, and I. Huh? Lord, it's me. Lord, I thank God for what you have done for me. I thank God for what you have done for my family. I thank God how you yet made a way out of no way, how you yet opened doors that was closed in our face. And you're yet making ways out of no ways. And he said the door that he opened, no man can do what? Close. And the door that he closed, no man can open. Oh, I praise the Lord. Why? Because I thank God that when he make a covenant, he don't break his covenant. Oh, praise the Lord. See, so now the people, amen, had to come to a choice here. So Joshua is telling me, Joshua, now he was young, but now he is old. He's getting ready. This is his farewell speech to the Israelites, to the Hebrews that had been delivered. He was with them every step of the way. He was with them back down in Egypt. He was with them in the wilderness. And God raised them up through his mentor, Moses. Moses is going on. See? So leadership is important. There's a leader obeying and trusting God every step of the way. Praise the Lord. Went to God, and God told him the same as I did for Moses, I'm going to do for you. Ain't God good? And he say he have no respect of person. He say what he do for one, he do for all. Praise God. But I thank God that he say he searches the heart, knows what's in the minds of each and every one of our spirits. So if that's your home today, for you and your house, will you serve the Lord? Now notice what the answer from the people, verse 16. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. Now they came from their own mouth. See? Now talk is cheap. You heard that saying before, right? Huh? It's action time. I tell you, with all this going on in our society today, hell, hello somebody. It's time to trust the true and the living God. It ain't no time to be wishy-washy, because that coronavirus don't have no name on it. It's hitting everybody. It's going from the east, west, north, and the south, in the land, throughout, not only our nation, but throughout the world. So we ever needed a true and living God, it's time now. Am I right? There's so much going on in our society, and it would not be things as normal. I heard Apostle saying about a change. A change done come, and it's here. It's among us, see? And if now you get a tough decision to make now about your children returning back to school. But I know a man that have the answer to all, every one of our problems, or your problems. Talk to the Lord. Prayer will change things. Prayer will change condition. Prayer will move God. Prayer will give you the answer that you need. If you call on Jesus, he will answer prayer. Am I right? 17 says, for the Lord our God, he is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt. See, what is Joshua doing? He is putting them in remembrance, reminding them from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the ways wherein we went and among all the people through whom we passed. He is putting them in remembrance. And, you know, and that's just like our society today. We're so quick to forget what God done. See? Until we need him the next time. See? No, it don't work that way. See? God looking for... Go back over to verse 14. See? Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in what? Truth. And put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood in Egypt and serve ye the Lord. You see? Praise the Lord. And God will move. He's yet moving. He will destroy yokes. He will supply your needs. He's yet healing. He healed back then. He's healing now. He said he will even make your enemies at peace with you when you please the Lord. That's the word of God. God keeps his covenant. He's not let man make a promise and break it. God keep covenant. If he spoke it, he able to perform it. He did it back then. He's doing the same thing now. 18, and the Lord drew out from before us all the people. Drew out all the people. See what God did? Why? Because Israel was the apple of God's eye. And you and I that have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, he's on our side. Yes, and we got to remember that we have more fighting for us than against us. He is with us. He loves us with an everlasting love. Praise the Lord. Therefore, will we also serve the Lord, for he is our God. See? We look to him, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Because there is no God like them, him. We have to forget about those things that are behind. And press toward that mark of high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. The answer is in Jesus Christ. Did not he say, I am the what? The way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. If you call on Jesus, he will answer prayer. How sure is your faith today? Praise the Lord. Verse 19, and Joshua says unto the people, now watch this now, and this is what Apostle was telling you. We have to be mindful when it comes from God's prophets, God ministers, because they are God's mouthpiece. See? And Joshua said unto the people, you cannot serve the Lord, for he is a what? Holy God. God is holy. He is a jealous God. I'm talking about, I ain't jealous. You telling the story. God jealous. Now, if God jealous, you jealous. You let somebody get too close to that one you love. You be done forgot about you got the Holy Ghost, huh? Come on now. Praise the Lord. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgression, not your sins. See? Now, 20 says, if you forsake the Lord, see, and serve, do what? Strange gods. See? Then he will turn and do you hurt. See what will happen to you?
That's what he says.
And consume you. After that, he have done you good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and the people said, now, here we go. You better listen it.
Okay.
Under the sound of my voice, an apostle, today, he said his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. Notice what the people said here in 21. And the people said unto Joshua, now they're talking to Joshua now, nah, but we will serve the Lord. Lip service. Huh? Huh? Is that you today? Lip service? Now, just say it, talk is cheap. Say one thing today and do something that's different tomorrow.
Right.
It is easy to say we will follow God. It's easy with mouth. But it is much more important to live it. Can you live it? I'm asking a question now. See, this is what it's all about. See, we want all the good stuff, and we want to have our way. It can't be our way. It got to be God's way.
Amen.
That's why Jesus said, I am the way.
Yeah.
He is truth, and he is the life.
Yeah.
No man, and man mean mankind, that means woman, boy, and girl. See, you don't leave nobody out. Man in the Bible mean mankind. See, I'm going to read it again, 21. And the people said unto Joshua, nah, but we will serve the Lord. Now, they're sitting there listening now at the leader. Now, when you think that lip service is going to get you passed, and they keep telling you talk is cheap, watch what the leader said to him, Joshua said to him. 22, and Joshua said unto the people, you are witnesses against yourself. Now, you said it, that you're going to serve him now.
Okay.
On your own lips, you that listening, you say you're going to serve the Lord.
That's right.
Nobody else said it. You are witnesses against yourself that you have chosen you, the Lord, to serve him. Now, see, the leader put it back on them. And they say, notice what the people say now. We are witness. Huh? Now, I know you can't deny it because you said it out your own mouth. And it's on record.
Right.
See, the book is open. And it's written in the Lamb Book of Life.
Right.
Hello, somebody. I didn't say that. No, the Bible says every knee going to bow. It's coming up again. And every tongue going to confess that Jesus is Lord. You're hearing about it today. So today can be your day. So make up your mind. I heard Apostle saying something about lying. Well, it ain't got to be just lying or whatever you're doing that is not of God. Amen. Just S-T-O-P. Stop. Simple. See? And he's able to turn that negative into a positive. He's able to turn that bad situation and make something good out of it.
Yep.
See?
That's right.
Nothing is too hard for God. See? But we are witnesses. See? You're witnessing the word today. 23, he said, now therefore put away, said he, the strange gods. See? That's what I was just talking about. Whatever's hindering you, whatever hurting you, put it away. Just stop. Simple. Which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel. You see that? That's all you have to do. Make up your mind. And your heart must be fixed to serve the true and the living God.
Amen.
See? You know what the scriptures say about it say the way is hard to the transgression. Them that want to break God's law. That's when it's hard. Coming up in my day, the hardest thing in the world for me, much as I like to eat, was wash dishes. I told my mom, I say, that's a girl job. She said, oh, yeah? And she had a hot thing of beans. And she said, hold your hand out. And I put one hand out. She said, no, both hands. And I put both hands out, and she finna put them hot beans. I said, oh, no. She said, you don't want to wash no dishes. Eat out your hand. That broke me up. I said, I got in this kitchen then. I didn't only wash the dishes and wash pots and everything else. Hey, you see what I'm saying? See, so as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. Hey, you got to make up your mind. Praise the Lord. Amen. And the people said unto Joshua, the Lord our God will we serve, and his voice will we obey. The people said unto Joshua, here they go again. The Lord our God will we serve, and his voice will we obey. Now you just don't obey it, not long as things going good. Tough times now is all around us. It's danger on every hand. See? But he's able to bring you through. He always have brought us out to bring us in to something better. And he's doing it right now. Praise the Lord. Did not he say, in the world you have trials and tribulation? He said, but be of good cheer. The peace I give unto you. Not as what? The world give it. So if you're looking for peace in the world, you can forget it. The only peace that you're going to find is in Jesus Christ. See, we praying across this nation. But the coronavirus ain't stopped, is it? Help me, somebody. Huh? You're still here. People are yet checking out of here, leaving out of here. People yet going into the hospital. People yet getting it. Huh? See, so we are in a dilemma. We're on a, what do you call it? The coronavirus?
Pandemic.
See? We're in the midst of it. See? So can you serve him now when things is not quite going your way? People is hurting. Some of them lost a job. They hadn't got no unemployment. See? They yet trying to make a decision there, up there in our government about the stimulus checks. Yeah. Well, one thing I do know, that the God that we serve is able to make a way out of no way, that he will provide. Praise God. He always have a way that is mighty sweet. Huh? So Joshua made a covenant. Now this is what the leader did. So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day. See it? What he done? He made a covenant with them and set them a statute, a law and ordinance in Shechem. He made that. See? Because they said what they were going to do. So Joshua put it on record. And Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law, you see that, of God, and took a great stone and set it up there under an oak that was by the sanctuary of the Lord. That was serious. He put it in the book. Y'all said it. God gonna hold you to it. You see? See, so when you leave off the air today, you done heard what thus said the Lord. Now, how sure are your faith? When you hang up, you're still going to be facing whatever you're going to go through the rest of this day. See? And what moves God is faith. Not your tears, but faith. See? You want God to move in your life? Show him some faith. And how sure are your faith in serving the true and the living God? Because there is no God like the God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Jacob. Because he is God of the living and not the dead. Ain't you glad about that? Huh? The Bible says eyes go to and fro looking for faith in the earth. And Joshua said unto all the people, behold, this stone shall be a witness unto us. For it have heard all the words of the Lord, which he spoke unto us. It should be therefore a witness unto you, lest ye deny your God. He yet reminding them. He yet telling them. Don't deny him. Don't cast them aside. Put away your strange gods. And keep your eye on the Lord that have brought us through. Nobody but God. He done brought you from Egypt. He done brought you through the wilderness to this promised land. Now you're here and you're still acting like you don't have good sense. See? Pass down. See? Always want to do what they see the other nations do. You heard the saying that the grass look greener on the other side of the fence. Like they have more fun. They're having block parties over there. Look at that. Look at all that fun they're having over there. You heard Apostle talking about the car that she was looking at and didn't know how the man got it. And that's how people do it. All we want is, oh, they look like they're making it over there. They're doing bad enough. See? Like, kick your eyes off people and get your eyes on the Lord. Praise God. You don't know what them people doing. See? But thank God, man, he done brought you. And he's able to carry you on. Praise the Lord. God bless you today. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. May heaven continue to smile on you. Amen. Jesus love you, and Bishop do too.
Amen. Amen. We just thank God for that awesome word coming forward from Apostle Porter and Bishop Porter today. So, you know, and one thing, out of all that, right, that word change, what? Not knowing what was about to come. We asked for something, we got it, and guess what? We didn't specify what change that we wanted. So you know what? Are you going to change your mindset today? Are you going to transform that mind today into the mind of Christ? Get more into his word today. Read the word. Seek his face today. We just thank each and every one of you all for listening to the broadcast, trusting that it bless you in some way today, open up your level of understanding. You know, we thank God for you each and every day. And as Apostle Porter state, you know, you can send us your prayer requests, and you can email us at c7glo@aol.com. Yes, that's c7glo@aol.com. You can send your prayer requests there as well when we are not online. You would like to sow a seed into the radio broadcast. You would like to sow a seed into the woman of God's life. Plant a seed into the ministry. You know, you may be needing a job and seeking God's face, or even looking for a church home as well. We here at City of Victory welcomes you today. So keep hold of the word that you heard today, share it with someone else. And for those of you that would like to sow a seed, make that donation. If you have Zelle, you can send it to logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. And the name is Logion INT. Or you can visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit the donate button. Please specify in the notes, whether on our website or on Zelle, what your donation is for. Know that no donation is too small or too great. And tune in tomorrow. Yes, that's tomorrow, which is Thursday. Tune in tomorrow. Tell a friend. Again, that calling number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You have missed the broadcast. You can visit our page on Facebook, Logion International Ministries, and click on the Blog Talk Radio link. I'll tell you, it is some awesome listening. Till then, you be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things
start happening.
Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying.
Let God.
He can handle it all. Yes,
let go.
Let God.
Let God.